America's longest-held prisoner of war was Army Colonel Jim Thompson, who spent 9 years in Vietnamese prisons. His little-known story is told in the opera Glory Denied. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on the Pittsburgh premiere.
Thompson left for Vietnam in 1963 when his wife, Alice, was expecting their fourth child. A few months later, Thompson's reconnaissance plane was shot down and he was taken captive. With no good information about her husband's status, Alice started a new life with another man. In 1973, after 9 years as a POW, Thompson finally returned home. But what he expected to be joyous was instead fraught with confusion, anger, and bitterness.
This show is about, to me, survival, actually.
James Lesniak conducts Pittsburgh Opera's new production of Glory Denied.
Colonel Thompson as a survivor of a horrible time in his prisoner of war, and older Alice surviving on the other end of the pond with her four children.
The opera by award-winning composer Tom Ciappullo was based on Glory Denied, a book-length oral history by Tom Philpott. The opera debuted in 2007, and despite its bleak subject matter, has proved very popular for a contemporary opera, with a dozen productions around the country. Glory Denied has four characters. The young versions of Jim and Alice Thompson take the stage right alongside their older incarnations. Each is voiced by a different singer. The opera opens with young Thompson as a captive, older Thompson already returned home. Younger Alice, sung by Ashley Fabian, longs for his return. The combative older Alice, sung by Caitlin Gottimer, wants her husband declared dead so she can move on with her life. She also refuses the Army the right to publicize Thompson's name as a POW.
And if it is, there will be to pay.
During his captivity, Thompson was starved and tortured, including confinement for months in a bamboo cage so small that he could neither sit up nor stretch out. Older Thompson is sung by Benjamin Taylor.
I was put in a horizontal cage, maybe 2 feet wide, maybe 2 feet high, and 5 feet long.
In a bitter aria, the soldier who was returned home in 1973 lists all the ways he no longer recognizes either the country he left 9 years earlier or the wife and children he expected to find.
Disc brakes, 8-track tapes, bucket seats, and wives who cheat.
Taylor expands on his character.
He didn't have a place to where he could even call home. His whole foundation was completely destroyed. So for him, it kind of just sends him to a place where he's just completely lost. He's lost in this world that he doesn't know.
Welcome home!
The music is performed live by a 9-piece chamber orchestra. The cast is completed by tenor Terrence Chin Loy as the younger Thompson. Thompson himself died in 2002. While his story as a returning veteran is extreme in some ways, broadly it reflects the experience of many veterans who struggle to acclimate to life back home. Yet Glory Denied paints its characters in shades of gray, says soprano Ashley Fabian.
Most of the time in opera, we have a very clear villain, we have a very clear hero, but this opera isn't constrained by those things. The realism of the piece allows you to see these human beings as who they are and who they were.
Lesniak, the conductor, admires the approach of composer Tom Ciappullo.
One extraordinary thing about this piece is that Tom Ciappullo is able to suspend judgment and give moments of sympathy or even empathy to every character's struggle.
Glory Denied receives four performances starting Saturday at Pittsburgh Opera headquarters in the Strip District. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA receives funding from Pittsburgh Opera.